it's Marilyn. With me are Ben and Philip, two young Gawler athletes who recently won gold and silver at a state judo competition held at the Adelaide Showgrounds. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
And hi, Philip.
Hi.
Ben won gold in the under 70k division and Philip won silver in the under 55 kilograms division. So congratulations to both you boys. How many judo clubs are there in South Australia?
To my best of my knowledge, there's around 20 clubs in South Australia.
All right. And how many were competing?
There are around 12.
12 clubs?
Yeah.
And about how many competitors altogether?
Around 150.
Uh-huh. So how long have you two been involved in judo?
Well, I've been doing judo for 5-6 years.
And how about you?
I've done it for about 2 years.
And what attracts you to judo? Why did you want to learn judo?
Well, it's a good way to make friends and keeps me active, so yeah, and it's fun.
It's fun? What's the most fun thing you get to do at judo?
Practice with each other and hold each other down. It's pretty fun.
You like to do that? What about you?
I like learning how to defend myself in situations, and also with the coaching and the fun training and all the friends you get to make there.
Do you play any other sport, either of you?
I don't play sport, but I do scouts at the first Gawler scout group.
Mm-hmm.
And I also practice the viola for my school.
All right, so you're in an orchestra?
Yeah.
Yes, that sounds good. And what about you?
I do play volleyball on Tuesdays and Fridays. It's a very enjoyable sport and I really want to keep doing it for the rest of the a couple of years to come.
I played a little bit of volleyball once and I thought it was great. And how often do you train your judo with judo?
We usually train on Mondays and Thursdays at for about an hour and 30 minutes every week.
Each session is an hour and 30 minutes and you go twice a week.
Yeah.
Do you have exercises or things that you're meant to do at home?
Sometimes they make us do stuff like push-ups and also practicing against a wall for the grabs and throws and everything.
Yeah.
I practice the viola and in the mirror I go through the moves to see if I'm doing it right.
Can you tell me a little bit about your judo club in Gawler? For instance, where is it?
It is at the Rec Centre.
Meet there.
Yeah, near the Gawler Oval.
Yep, okay. And what age can you start?
From personal experience, I'm pretty sure you can start at any age, but most new people, most of the youngest people there are around 5-6. They maybe a little bit older.
So, can I ask you how old you were when you started?
I think I was around 7 or 8.
And when you were 7, had your parents been interested in judo? Did how come at 7 you thought you'd like to do judo?
Well, my brother wanted to do a sport, so he chose judo, and I sort of just followed him to see what he was doing, all brothers at that age. And then he didn't really like it, so he quit, but I kept on doing it.
And because you enjoy it. Is it just for boys, judo?
No, the sport can be for boys and for girls. There's no separate classes either for both genders. Right. They both practice together. Mm-hmm. And it's a really enjoyable experience.
So you two seem to be a similar age, but you're different weights. So do you practice with your weight group, your age group? How do they fit you all into a class? How does that work?
Sometimes we try to fit the closest age groups together, but if some people are not there, then we just train together or train with heavier or lighter people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess that doesn't matter too much when you're training. What are some of the things that you would do? You're there for an hour and a half, you said. Do you start with warm-ups or what do you do?
Yeah, we usually start with running around the mats, doing forwards, backwards and side running.
Yeah.
Sometimes most of the time after we've finished that, we do our stretches and then practice our rollovers and breakfalls, which
breakfalls.
Yeah, like how to land properly with and not get hurt when you get thrown.
Uh-huh. So do you do that frontwards, sideways, and backwards as well?
Yeah, they have some side breakfalls and back breakfalls and bridging and all that type of stuff.
And what's bridging?
Where you land on your arms and feet and you make sure your belly doesn't touch the ground. It's it's like one of those ways to support yourself and not get like winded or anything like that.
It sounds very, very interesting actually. And you go through these little routines and sort of, it's almost like doing your scales on the piano, isn't it? Sort of learning all the moves. Then do you put them into a routine or do you have stage fights? How do you?
Usually, like this happens on a quite often actually. At the end of the session, they have a randori or like a fight. For like usually you choose a partner to practice with mm-hmm. for the entire session, and at the end of the day you get to practice against them in a fight you'd usually do in a competition, and then you get to change over with other people and you get lighter and heavier people that you get to practice with.
Alright. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
No, not really.
No,
you got it down pat.
You got it down pat. How did they choose you two guys to represent Gawler?
We went into a competition, and then for that competition, they picked the second place and first place, and they gave them an invitation to join the state team. So that's how we got picked.
All right. So were you? Had you ever competed at state level before?
Yeah.
When did you first compete?
I'm pretty sure it was at the end of last year.
Because you've only been doing it for 2 years, haven't you? So yeah. It wouldn't have been that long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly that long
ago.
So
you've really taken to judo.
Yeah.
You picked it up really quickly, it seems.
Yeah, it's a really enjoyable sport, and it's just really easy to understand once you get all the basic throws and rollovers out of the way.
Yeah. And Philip, for you, is it the first time that you'd competed?
No, I have competed in 2013, 14, 15, and now 16.
So you're a veteran of these state competitions. Do they have particular competitions? Like, is it just a fight competition, or do they have competitions to see who can do the best moves or series of moves?
They do have that, but that's only for the seniors, senior players. Uh-huh. And it's really slow and just practicing the moves.
On the day, did you expect to do well?
Well, I kind of had a bit of a weird situation where I versed two people who I've already won against before. So technically you could say that I was a bit confident about that.
Yeah, that does give you confidence if you've done it before. What about you, Philip? How were you feeling?
I've versed the people before and they're pretty hard, but it's one of those sports where you can't really say if you're ready or not. It's like you just need to go in there and try as hard as you can to actually win.
All right, so about how many fights did you have to do before you got to the final?
Well, for me, I only had two fights. I only had one fight, but since the judo like make a fair amount of fights for everyone, so they put me up against two other people who I also versed in the past, who are around my weight level, yeah. And they made it so it's not exactly for a prize or anything. It was just for a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm. The honour of. And what about you? Did you have many to beat before you won your silver?
I only had two fights as well.
Two fights as well?
Yeah.
I know you were green belts. What is... Because I've seen a colour photo of you and you both were wearing green belts. So what's the next level up?
Mine would be a blue belt because... I'm not exactly half a blue belt yet, and I'm still down at a green belt with a black tip.
you're a green belt now. What will be your next belt that you'll be going for?
My next belt would be the blue belt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when do you expect to get that? Like, would that, how long does it take to go through a level? Like, would it be a year?
To get the blue belt, you need to be 16. Uh-huh. So, yeah, be a bit of time before I get it.
All right, so that's an age thing, not anything else.
Yeah, they changed that a while ago because back then I was already a blue belt, but then since they changed the belt system and that it's age instead of like skill or something like that, I went back, so.
Yeah. You've been doing it for so long, you must have a really solid background in it. You would easily get the next level. Yes, I think that you would. Either of you considering competing at a national level?
Well, that's a bit of a, like, it's a bit of a strange one because I would really like to be competing at a national level, but the thing about it is you have to, like you said before, with the state team, you kind of have to be at that practice thing for like the whole time until the competition starts.
Uh-huh.
And we're kind of on like a bit of a tough schedule.
Yes.
And we don't have enough time to go to all these state training sessions, uh-huh. which makes it a bit of an issue when going up to a national level.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd have a distance to travel through the traffic. So, yeah, it wouldn't be fun. Well, I think all should be really proud of you. You're two really great guys, and I'm so pleased that I was able to talk with you today. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.